Part 2. Listen to the recording. You will be able to hear this part twice. First, straight through, then in short sections. Decide if statements 9 to 13 are true or false.
The Fairy Circles of the Namib Desert.
Welcome to the Natural Wonders podcast, where we cast a scientific eye over natural phenomena. This week we turn our attention to the fairy circles of the Namib Desert. Although the Namib Desert has some of the highest sand dunes in the world, it also has areas where grass grows in response to occasional rainfall. And it is here, in these grasslands, that the fairy circles appear. Mysterious patches of bare earth dot the landscape, ranging from 2 to 15 metres in diameter, and often encircled by a ring of taller grass. They cover the landscape in their thousands. And the oddest thing about them is that they are an entirely natural phenomenon. No human being has had a hand in creating them. So, where do they come from? How were they created? Soil scientist Vicky Saunders is here to offer us an explanation. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
I'm guessing you're not going with the local legend that they are footprints left by gods?
Well, it's a colourful story, but we suspect those fairy circles have more to do with the soil than the supernatural.
Well, you would say that. You're a soil scientist, after all.
True, but in this case, the evidence seems to show that these bald patches occur in very specific soil types. The same feature has been noted, for example, in arid areas of Western Australia.
So these weird discs of bare earth are caused by a lack of rain?
Not entirely. Lack of nutrients also plays a part. We think that these grasslands start out homogeneous, evenly covered with grass. But then sparse rainfall and nutrient-poor soil spark a sort of competition between the different types of grasses. In the ensuing struggle over resources, the strong grasses sap all of the water and nutrients from the soil. This causes their weaker neighbours to die, resulting in a barren gap forming on the surface of the soil. As the competition continues, this vegetation gap expands.
So why doesn't the dead zone keep expanding? What stops it?
Well, the grass-free zone then becomes a reservoir for nutrients and water. With these additional resources, larger grass species are able to take root at the periphery of the gap, and a stable fairy circle develops.
It's an interesting theory. Has it been tested?
Well, we're still at the data-gathering stage. We measured the size, density and landscape occupancy of fairy circle sites across Namibia. And we collected soil samples from inside and outside the circles so we could check water and nutrient content. Finally, we plugged this information into a computer, along with climate data about seasonal precipitation and temperatures.
So what did the computer have to say? I'm guessing it didn't suggest supernatural footprints?
That would have given us something to think about. No, the results support the battle for resources theory. Basically, the size of the circle and the numbers of circles in the landscape are all associated with the amount of resources available. In other words, the fairy circles are smaller if there are more resources, such as soil nitrogen and rainfall. Conversely, larger circles are more common in arid areas with poor soil.
So, if I went out there with a watering can and a bag of manure, the grass would grow back.
Exactly. You'd prove our theory to be correct, but you'd spoil a strange and unique landscape.
Oh, I'll stick to watering the back garden then. Professor Saunders, thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure.